The Healthy Family. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth edition of your program, The Healthy Family. Among the foods taken daily by family, milk and other dairy products have a significant place. Dairy foods are one of the main groups of foods containing proteins, fat, minerals, especially phosphorus and calcium, vitamins and amino acids, which body cannot produce them. Dairy foods, especially milk, are rich with calcium, and calcium has a key role in forming teeth and skeleton. The most recent researches conducted on the benefits of calcium manifest the importance of dairy foods in metabolism and weight loss. A U.S. study shows that the amount of calcium an obese takes is increased from 400 to 1,000 milligrams without any change in calorie taking. After 1 year, 4.9% decrease of body fat was registered for these people. Though calcium can also be obtained from other foods, milk is one of the most significant sources of calcium. According to Dr. Duan Alexander, the director of the National Institute of Child Health, without taking milk daily, the absorption of calcium would be almost impossible. Dairy products have also an important role in the health of brain and preventing the decline of this important body organ. This food also prevents neural and mental diseases. According to nutritionists, children between ages 4 to 8 need 800 milligrams of calcium daily. This quantity is increased by 1,000 milligrams per day for teenagers. Also, people aged above 51 need 1,300 milligrams of calcium daily. Women are the ones who need calcium more than any other groups because they are more exposed to osteoporosis. For those who are lactose intolerant, daily taking of calcium pills are suggested under the supervision of a doctor. Lactose intolerant individuals have insufficient levels of lactase, an enzyme which catalyzes the hydrolysis of lactose into glucose and glutacose in their digestive system. In most cases, these causes symptoms which may include abdominal bloating and cramps, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting after consuming significant amounts of lactose. It is common for patients with inflammatory bowel disease to experience gastrointestinal symptoms after lactose ingestion, although the prevalence of lactose deficiency in this population has not been well studied. As far as milk is a suitable environment for the growth of microorganisms, it is easily contaminated. Therefore, removing milk contamination is of paramount importance. There are two ways, including pasteurization and sterilization. Pasteurization involves heating milk to high temperatures to kill harmful bacteria that can cause illness. Milk is heated to a high temperature and then rapidly cooled. Pasteurization does not involve the use of any additives. Apart from making milk safe to drink, pasteurization increases the length of time it can be kept before it spoils. The nutrient losses due to pasteurization are so small, they're considered insignificant. Sterilized milk is homogenized milk, heated to 150 degrees Celsius for several seconds. Sterilization destroys all germs. Date stand plastic bottles and cartons have a shelf life to several months and can be kept at room temperature. After opening it, it should be stored in refrigerator. It has a flavor like caramel.